He said they didn't farm them.
If you want to know the time of day, you go up to somebody and say, well, what?
What time do you have? If they had to walk a few years out, of course, now it's like we call the telephone, you see. The
oh, that's
operator,
right.
You
can find it that way.
He said they had an awful good crop up there.
Well, now, midway between, on the, you know, if you're talking about time again.
Yeah.
And now sometime midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's...
They just had a good crop of it and everything.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be mid of the morning.
No. Well, I was thinking about another way to say 7:30.
Yeah.
Would be, instead of saying 7:30, sometime like an older way of saying, they might say it's, they ever say half past?
Half past seven. I've heard that expression.
Well, now sometimes instead of saying like 7:45, sometime they might say
it's
about quarter
after seven,
or if it was before 8, let's say instead of 15 until 8, you might say quarter till eight.
I've heard that expression too.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, yeah, now I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about the crop, then you'd say, now we had a good crop last year, but I don't believe we'll have such a good crop
this year.
If something happened on this day, exactly the same day, but last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same time
and
last year.
And you'd say, or you might say a year.
Yeah, a year ago.
Now, you might go out one day and look up at the sky. This is going to be about weather. This will be the last part of it. Look up at the sky and you'd say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Now, a day like today, you'd call this day a real...
Oh, yeah, beautiful day.
Now, on the opposite kind of day, if it's not raining but the sky is covered with clouds, what kind of day would you call that?
Well, it'd be gloomy.
A gloomy day.
Yeah, a bad-looking day.
Now, if it's been real beautiful, real pretty, and then the clouds come in and you think it's going to rain, you'd say the weather is...
Well, don't look so good. A lot of people use that expression, though. It's going to rain.
Would you ever hear him say the weather is changing?
Yeah, I've heard that,
too. Now, how about when it's been real cloudy, and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out?
It's going to clear off.
It'll clear up. What do you call a heavy rain that only lasts a little while?
A lot of people call it a water spout.
Just comes slush down, a water spout. Well, when you have a storm that's got thunder and lightning with it, what would you call that?
Kind of electrical storms, what we call it.
Now, have you ever had any bad winds around here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have. There blew some trees down around the pond up here.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Back up here, back of my house, too.
Oh, it has?
Yes, it has. Yeah, blew some trees down a lot. A tin off of the roof down here at the barn.
That's
kind of late one afternoon.
Oh.
It happened.
Oh, if the wind's coming from that direction, you'd say the wind's...
That's from east.
The wind's...
East. And that back, that's south. And back here now, it's north.
North. Now, if the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is... Would you say out of the north or from the north? The wind's...
I'd say out of the north.
Out of the north.
Yeah. Which are from the north, which would be the same.
Which
you want to say it.
Now, if it's raining, and it's not raining, but it's not raining too hard, you'd say it's just kind of a...
Misting. When it's just kind of a sprinkle.
Now, like a one day if you... that real heavy white mist, like if you looked outside and you couldn't see across the road on account of the